Psalm number 50 is where we sing to God's glory this evening. Psalm number 50, and we are singing in the first version of the psalm. Psalm 50, verses 1 to 6. To God's glory we sing these verses. Let us join together in prayer. Eternal God and Heavenly Father, we look forward to the consummation of the ages, the coming again of our Lord Jesus Christ, that blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, in order to redeem to himself a people for his own name. And as we sing the Psalms and read the Scriptures, we are reminded in so many different places always to be looking up and looking forward, looking away from the troubles of this present time, looking away from ourselves, looking away from others, looking away from the world around us with all its attractive allurements and all its powerful enticements, and to run with endurance the Christian race of faith, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. We rejoice, Heavenly Father, that the gospel is such a clear message. And while there are things that are difficult to understand, not only in the writings of the Apostle Paul, but even in some of the statements of our Lord Jesus Christ and of the prophets of old, yet the way of salvation and the way to life is clearly delineated, repeatedly emphasized and clarified, and the obscure places are made more plain in the clearer passages and teachings. So this evening, as we gather around the Holy Scriptures again, we have every encouragement to raise our voices and to raise our hearts and to raise our affections to things above. where Christ is seated at the right hand of God, setting our affections there, not on things on the earth, for Christ is our life. If we have been raised with Christ, then we are to know that we are raised with Christ. And when Christ appears, we shall appear with him in glory. So as we begin this hallowed evening hour of worship, O God, we pray again for the many things that we need to pray about. We pray for the church. We pray that God's kingdom would come, that the Christian church would be stabilized and strengthened, redirected in so many ways of thinking and in so many ways of acting. We pray that the preaching of the gospel in these days of closure and declension would not be days of decline in the spoken word. We give thanks, O Lord, that there are those electronic devices now whereby we can speak to people not present, and we know that there are folks listening in now on telephones and in other means of communication, and we remember them, and we pray that they would join us in these days when we gather here together to worship. We pray for the proclamation of the gospel to be clear when there is so much confusion and contradiction around, and often Christian people are, as it were, anxious as to what is going to become of the church. And we pray that we would remember that the church is in good hands, that Christ is building the church, that God has been looking after his church since the beginning of human history, and he is well able and indeed well experienced to take care of the church, and he knows the end from the beginning. And so we do commit the church again into the hands of God. But those discouraged Christians, we pray that they would be delivered from the doldrums and search the scriptures, hear the scriptures, be enlivened again by the true and the living word, and that their hopes would be restored as the hopes of these two disconsolate disciples on the road to Emmaus when they were walking together sadly discussing, obviously confused and uncertain, and how our Lord Jesus Christ enlightened them and their hearts began to burn with renewed hope and affection as he opened to them the scriptures. And so we pray that this would be a repeated experience in the hearts of many discouraged saints at this time. We pray for the world. We pray for our rulers over us in this nation when hard decisions are being made and when there are all kinds of revolts and rebellions, rejections and resistance to so many of these wise health-connected decisions to be made. And we pray for our rulers to know the right way to stand by it, and that we as a nation would recognize and respond appropriately. So many issues, O Lord, all around us. And so we pray, and that where the gospel is preached this evening in this great city of Sydney, where congregations gather together, or perhaps only gather through the electronic means, wherever and however it is maintained, may the word be plain. May the preachers open their mouth boldly to speak plainly as they ought to speak. May the hearers be the good soil, receiving, welcoming the seed that is sown, receiving with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save our souls. Heavenly Father, we pray that in all our doings this evening, God's name would be hallowed amongst us. Our desire is for the coming of God's kingdom, and that God's will be done upon the earth as it is done in heaven. and we seek mercy and we seek grace always because we are sinful and we are wayward and weak creatures. But we know that there is the throne of grace. And in Jesus' name we pray all these things for God's glory through Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, we're going to read now in the second letter of Peter and in the third chapter, in 2 Peter chapter 3. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth which are now, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire, against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat? Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent that you may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. And account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, has written unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable wrest, twist, as they do also the other scriptures unto their own destruction. You therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things before, beware lest you also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. And so on. Well, we remind you once again of these few little notices. Our Wednesday meeting, of course, at 7 o'clock. And next Lord's Day, 10:30 a.m., 6 p.m. And always we welcome visitors with us. And we're thankful that so far, since we've been opened again for public, we've had visitors with us, and for that we are very thankful. So, and we welcome Andrew Harris, is their fellow preacher, and I've preached for him, and he's preached for us here, and so it's always nice when we receive the Baptist's presence and blessing with us. And, of course, we remember those who are on the telephone. We welcome you also. We can't see you, but we know that you're there. And so we welcome the telephone worshippers also. And the offering will now be received. We sing now, Father, to God's praise and glory, in Psalm number 50, and we sing from verse 7 to verse 14. Again, we sing these verses, 7 to 14, six stanzas.